you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Happy Thursday to you. You're almost making it to the weekend. Almost there. Being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us in New York City. And thank you to everybody holding it down for other people out there. First responders, the delivery people, people feeding people, helping people, looking out for folks, whatever the hell you're doing, thank you. And everybody else, thank you to you too for minding your damn business, okay? I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and a smart speaker if you got it. Just ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we've talked about a lot, and we got more coming. Former NFL running back, current radio personality, Leroy Horde is going to join us in about 20 minutes. I'm going to ask him about the Dolphins. What's going on with Tua? Is Tua going to get paid? What's going on with Tyreek Hill? We're going to have a great conversation with someone who won himself a Rose Bowl MVP for the Wolverines. I'll even ask him about them Wolverines. I know he's going to have some opinions on Sharon Moore. Leroy Horde, former NFL running back, former Wolverine, is going to come through and join us in 20 minutes. We talked about Dylan Cease throwing that no-hitter earlier today for the San Diego Padres. The Padres beat the Nats 3-0. Right before we went to break, we talked about Kirk Cousins. He's a full go in training camp. A full go. He can do everything. Blew out his Achilles last October, and boom, here he is. Modern medicine. Kirk Cousins is here and ready to practice for the Atlanta Falcons. But he won't. Because the guy turns 36 next month, August. And the Falcons are treading carefully. I think you would want to let him warm up a little bit, right? He can't possibly Aaron Rodgers his leg in preseason, right? Everything is possible, but he can't do that. Why you give him all that money if you can't trust him to throw the ball? Give him a preseason snap or two. And then we heard from Jerry Jones as he explained away having to pay Michael Parsons, Dak Prescott, and CeeDee Lamb. Dallas Cowboys way. Dallas Cowboys way. I don't know who's more ridiculous. Is it the Cowboys? Is it the Falcons? I don't know. Falcons gave a lot of money to a quarterback in Kirk Cousins. $45 million a year. And then they drafted a quarterback to sit behind him for who knows how long. If Kirk Cousins stays healthy, it could be 2 years, could be 3 years. We have no idea. None. Stupid decision by the Falcons. Anyway. Speaking of decisions, typically when you have two quarterbacks on your roster, they say you got none. You got yourself a quarterback controversy. And so the Pittsburgh Steelers, the team that went 10-7 last year, ensuring that Mike Tomlin once again has another winning season. Kenny Pickett is gone. In comes Russell Wilson. In comes Justin Fields. Now, I loved how Mike Tomlin described his quarterback room a couple of months ago. Talked about how he has players and even a coach in Arthur Smith, who used to run the show here in Atlanta, brought in a bunch of scalded individuals. These people are hurt. Hickey, why did he describe? No, Harbaugh's was worse. He's like, it's like being born, training camp. Why did Mike Tomlin describe his new coming or incoming quarterbacks and offensive coordinator? He made them sound like abuse victims.
I think he was in Mike Tomlin's way, trying to almost, you know, motivate them in a way. Oh. They're coming in beaten, bruised, battered,
scalded,
and we're gonna turn them around. All three of them together with their past experiences are going to make each other better.
Great. And Justin Fields and Russell Wilson are just going to work swimmingly together. Maybe, right? I don't know. We're going to see what this looks like. Every single week is going to be an adventure. And how about this? We haven't even gotten to a preseason game yet. And today was interesting. You want to know why? Because Russell Wilson was not able to compete. He was not able to practice here. In the early days, the opening of camp, because of a calf issue. Nothing major, nothing big. But when you're Russell Wilson, you're a big man. He's not a tall man, but that's a big dude. Crush you in half, split you. You got some big legs. Got some big calves. That man is hurt. He woke up this morning. He could not go. You want to know what that means? It means that Justin Fields took all of the first team snaps. He's throwing bombs to George Pickens. It's perfect spirals all over the football field. And so Justin Fields, he spoke to the media, and he said, you know what? I'm the first team quarterback. Of course, I tried to make the most of it.
I was definitely trying to take advantage of each and every rep that I got today. And, you know, like I said, just looking forward to getting better tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Looking forward to getting better tomorrow. Okay. That's if Russell Wilson's calf actually works. That's if Russell Wilson is good to go, but it's a calf. Hickey, who has worse calves, him or Durant, we think?
I mean, at least for Russ, this is the first calf injury that at least I can recall. So he's got one. KD's got at least two. So we'll say advantage Russ.
Ah, okay.
Would you disagree?
No, I can't. I mean, Russell hasn't popped his Achilles yet. So, I mean, yeah, you're right.
Thankfully.
Now, this is the discrepancy. If you put Russell Wilson next to Kevin Durant, they are two completely different body types. But they're both professional athletes, which is amazing. One guy is 7 feet tall. What'd you say? Kevin Durant weighs 220? 230? He can't, yeah, 230, 240, right?
Slim Reaper, yeah, that sounds about right.
7 feet tall, that's a slim man. Russell Wilson has to be about 5'10", 5'11". He has to weigh 250, 40, right? Right? He got to weigh the same amount as Kevin Durant does, with being a foot shorter. And the calves, Hickey. Kevin Durant's legs and calves look like twigs. Russell Wilson looks like a truck. And so I wonder. I don't know. But you've heard the phrase, people hurt in places that other people don't even have muscles. Like, my calf has not. You ever had a calf issue?
Thankfully, no.
Yeah, I don't have a calf. And I run. I don't have no calf issue. But I look at my leg and I look at Russell Wilson's leg and I go, one of my legs is two of his. Of course he's going to have issues. I'm like, okay, this guy got a lot of muscle back there. Anyway, we'll see if he's ready to go to work tomorrow. But I'll tell you this. Justin Fields, he said that Coach Russell Wilson, he was very helpful from the sidelines. Of course he was.
I mean, Russ is always, you know, any question that I have, I can always go to Russ, ask him for advice. You know, he's going to, you know, give his knowledge to me. Of course, he's been in the league for a long time. So, you know, any advice he has for me, I'm always open and willing to take that. But he was really just, you know, trying to follow along practice. He had the script in his hands and really was just trying to play the practice mentally. So as we all are as quarterbacks.
That has to be worse than playing with Russell Wilson. Could you imagine Russell Wilson as your coach? Which, like, you got to deal with the dude in the quarterback room. Or you have to have Russell Wilson cheering you on. I can hear him now. Come on, guys. You got it. Come on, man. Just a little bit more over here. And I just like, just shut up. Leave me alone. Like, go inside and get your leg rubbed on. Like, leave me alone. I'm just trying to play football. I don't need your advice. You know, I know the Dallas Cowboys always seem like a comedy act. Unintentionally. The Pittsburgh Steelers might be funny just because of the personalities of their top three players, the most important players, the most important individuals. Mike Tomlin is hilarious because of how straightforward he is. Russell Wilson is hilarious because he just seems like a phony. And Justin Fields is hilarious because Justin Fields just always comes across like, I don't want to be bothered with any of this. And speaking of Mike Tomlin, he spoke to the media today. You tell me if this is entertaining. He talked about how he will discuss this quarterback battle in training camp.
Very carefully. You guys think I'm going to actually back myself into a corner so you guys are going to ask me daily about the rep allocations? In no way. I've been on the job too long for that.
Hickey, he's a comedian now. Listen to him. He's a comedian.
He's a comedian, and he's no dummy. He knows the one time he trips himself up, he'll never hear the end of it.
He's like, very carefully. That's what Bugs Bunny told. I don't know. No more cartoon references. Hickey, you know Bugs Bunny, right?
I do. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, all right. What's up, Doc? You've heard that before, right?
Yes.
Okay. You know it's probably better that you know him than Ren and Stimpy. You don't, there's nothing you need to know about Ren and Stimpy.
Okay.
Anyway, good luck to the Steelers. I'm just waiting to see what that does. Hickey, they're just going to use Justin Fields in the end zone. And I'm going to laugh. I'm going to laugh. And Justin Fields will be miserable all year long. Unless Russell Wilson stinks, Mike Tomlin is not going to have any issue pulling him. I know he's not. I mean, and Sean Payton, if he didn't enjoy that experience, maybe he'll enjoy this one. Good luck to the Steelers. I don't know how this is going to work out, but it is going to be absolutely hilarious. And good luck to Russell. We don't want him to be hurt. Good luck to his calf. Anyway, speaking of quarterbacks who get hurt, Hickey, you know a lot about this. Anthony Richardson, hopefully playing for the Indianapolis Colts this year. He's a full go after his shoulder issues and his head issues. Hickey, am I missing anything? His knee too, right? His knee?
Knee, head, shoulder.
It's like the
knees
song.
And toes.
It's like the song you teach your kids. It's like if it can get hurt, it got hurt last year. In what, the four games that he played?
Five.
Oh, excuse me.
Finished one, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right. My apologies. And we didn't see him after any of them games. He's sitting around rehabbing, getting his body together in hilarious fashion. His head coach, Shane Steichen, spoke to the media today. And I don't know. Maybe they don't watch running quarterbacks. Maybe they didn't see what happened to Cam Newton or any of these guys. Shane Steichen had an interesting comparison. He basically said, I'm not going to tell Anthony Richardson not to run. I'm going to treat him like he's Steph Curry.
You know, people ask this too a lot. It's just like, hey, are you going to limit the run game? And I kind of think like, shoot, are you going to limit Steph Curry from, you know, shooting three-pointers? Well, that's one of Anthony's strengths, right? So we're not going to, you know, get away from that. That's what he does well.
Hickey, but Steph Curry knows how to shoot the three, and it never got him destroyed or hurt. Like, what is your head coach okay? Is he all right?
I'm actually going to defend Shane Steichen. I think he's 100% right.
The comparison to Steph Curry?
I mean, what he means is you're not going to stop what your best player does well. Anthony Richardson is a dual threat, right? Part of the reason why he's drafted number four is not because he just has a rocket arm, but because he's a freak athlete that defenses have to worry about both throwing the ball and running the ball. You make it easier on a defense if you say, we're going to run him less. That's one less threat you have to worry about. And that limits the effectiveness of Richardson. I mean, there's comps to Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. If you didn't let those guys run, they wouldn't be the quarterback they are today.
Yeah, you want him to run. You want him to run smart, though. He runs stupid. I'm just saying.
I, again, would say that the injuries were more fluky than they were reckless.
Okay. All
and
right.
So if luck is on your side, he should be fine.
Like when he's ducking his head and challenging the line, that's not fluky. That's dumb. Why is the quarterback challenging defensive backs and linebackers? That's not smart. We said this yesterday. You got a slot. I remember we went through like three or four options. It's like, which one does he choose? And sliding wasn't on the list. Not for him.
D, there's a write-in. Slide.
Yeah, I want to see him healthy. He is so dynamic. And did he – we haven't even seen a backflip yet. Did he backflip at all?
Not that I have seen, which that's – I would agree. Sad. Maybe we can do without the backflip. Let's maybe leave that for never.
You don't want a Grammatica after a touchdown?
No, no, please no. If you're going to get hurt, please get hurt on the field, not doing a backflip and landing in a way you shouldn't.
I need to see Anthony Richardson lower his shoulder into the end zone. I need to see him come up and backflip to the sidelines. I don't want to see an injury, but I just want to see the backflip.
Okay.
Hopefully he stays healthy, I hope.
Me too.
I know, that's your guy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. So many quarterbacks, so many issues. Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins, Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott wants money. And then we got a guy in Miami and Tua Tagovailoa. We don't even know what his deal is. He's practicing right now. Should he stop? Is he going to stop? And what's up with Tyreek? Can this team win in the cold weather? We're going to have a chat with Leroy Horde. He's going to come through and join us. Yeah, former Wolverine, a former Viking, former running back. It was his job to run people over to get to the end zone. We'll talk to Leroy about it all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We got people tuned in, locked in, coast to coast. So much news going on in the NFL. Camps are open. Players want to get paid. Some are showing up to work. Some are not. To talk about the league, to talk about the Dolphins, to get his thoughts on a lot. Joining us right now is someone who used to run through people in the NFL. He used to run through people at Michigan. We got a former Pro Bowler, former Rose Bowl MVP. Joining us right now is a host on WQAM down in Miami. It's Leroy Horde. Leroy, how are you, man?
What's happening? Let's be clear. The only reason why I ran through people is because I couldn't run around them.
Well, listen, that makes things a whole lot more interesting. I'd prefer a little violence. Now, let me ask you this, yeah. Leroy. Right before we went to break, we talked about Anthony Richardson and his propensity to be injured last year. We see the Cam Newtons of the world. What are your thoughts on the athletic quarterbacks? We have so many athletic quarterbacks. What are your thoughts when you see them in that open field? Sometimes it seems like they're a little too aggressive.
Well, because they think because they're bigger, they know how to get hit. And the thing is when you get hit for a living, you know how to prepare your body. And when you don't, and you think you're protected, you don't always put your body in the best position to get hit. Quarterbacks aren't used to falling on their stomach and falling on the football and falling on getting tackled and jumped on. They're not used to that. And sometimes, and most of the times, they can get their body in a position to protect it. But it's football. You get hit from all angles that you don't, you know, anticipate, and that's how guys get hurt. They also put themselves in vulnerable situations because they're getting tackled from behind. They're getting tackled on the side. And, you know, as a running back, you kind of know how to drop your shoulder a little bit so your shoulder takes some of that contact from your lower body. They don't know how to do that. And so, again, periodically, you get your body caught in a compromising position. And, you know, some of it is unfortunate and some of it's football, but, you know, a lot of these guys, that's what got them the way they are. And so it's hard to say after you've been playing a certain way for X amount of years to say, okay, now we want you to be this kind of quarterback. It's hard for a lot of them.
Your former NFL running back Leroy Horde is joining us here on the JR Sport Brief Show. You talk about injuries. I want to get to Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins. It was only a year ago that there were so many conversations around his health and whether he could withstand punishment and the concussions. And here we are a year later, and you would presume he's looking for a contract somewhere between $50 and $60 million annually. We also know and see that Tua Tagovailoa, he's lost weight. What are your thoughts on his current situation? Is he justified in looking for the 55 to 60, given his history?
Well, here, let's correct that history, okay? First of all, he came into the league with a hip he had surgery on. We were under the impression when Tua got here that he wasn't going to play his first year. So they played him his first year, right? It was unfortunate. He didn't look strong enough to play the position. He didn't have the time to prepare his body because he was coming off of that injury. So he looked a little, I'd say not NFL body ready, right? The second year, it was unfortunate. The concussions were crazy, right? But we all have had those years where no matter what you do, you can't either get over an injury or you keep getting banged up. Everybody has them, right? You look at Lamar Jackson 2 years ago. That didn't stop Baltimore. And I know Lamar Jackson is a different. And we think Lamar Jackson is a different quarterback. Now we have Tua now. He played all of last year. He led the league in passing in a number of other statistical categories. And he's like, okay, I answered that question. Let's go. Now we move the bar and say, you can't get us over the hump. You can't win a playoff game. Well, if I'm Tua, I'm like, well, nobody else could either in 24 years. I said, and guess what? Let's go over the list of quarterbacks that you think can win a Super Bowl. Now let's go over the quarterbacks that have won a Super Bowl. You see what I'm saying? Just because you think a guy can win a Super Bowl, because now a lot of that is surrounding Lamar Jackson. That he can't get his team over that hump. So it's football. Everybody can't win a Super Bowl. But you have to look at your quarterback and say, does he give us the best opportunity to win? Is his skill set best fit for what we do on our football team? And I would say the quick release, the ability to be accurate, and the ability to throw in the middle of the field, which is, I think people don't realize how difficult that is for a quarterback. And I want you to go find another guy that does that. So I'll wait. And I say this to people all the time. I'll wait. Well, he can't win a big one. He can't win a play. Who can? Go through the league of the players that just got paid.
Leroy Horde is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. You talk about those QBs that just got paid. I mean, we got the Herberts, the Lawrences of the world. If you were Tua Tagovailoa, we heard from Mike McDaniel yesterday. He's at camp, but it's a fluid situation as to whether or not he was going to continue to practice. If you were Tua, would you even be on site right now? Would you be at home?
Here's the problem. No matter what your situation is in life, you cannot not be who you are. Everybody loves Tua for one reason, and this is why I have all the admiration in the world for the young fella and why I hope nothing but the best for him and why I support him and why I fight for him. For this reason, you got drafted by a team that was playing defense against your success your first 2 years. And you handled it like a pro. You got through it. You fought through it. And now you are where you are. Right? And now he's in a position. And now they still have questions. Like, if you didn't want the guy, why'd you draft him? So I think he's going to be who he is. And I think the Dolphins are banking on it. I think everybody wants a company guy, but nobody takes care of the company guy. Everybody takes care of the squeaky wheel. They don't want the problems. They don't want the issues, so they take care of that guy. But the company guy, i.e. Christian Wilkins, who is a company guy, they'll take care of me. They said they'd take care of me, and now he's with another team. Right?
Yeah,
those
guys Vegas.
Don't get taken care of. So I want him to be who he is. And who he is what might not get him paid. Wow. Because he's a team guy. He wants to win. He wants to be a team leader. And when it gets down to it, I don't think he's going to let his teammates down.
Leroy Horde is here with us. Based on the fact of we know what happened last year. You alluded to it. They win 11 games. They go into the postseason. They lose to the eventual champs. Do you see the playoffs and their future again this upcoming season?
I do. If I have any questions, it would be how is that defense going to look? Because you have to remember, at the end of the year, they lost two of their pass rushers. They lost their linebacker. Waddle was banged up. Tyreek Hill was banged up. And they still were able to keep these games close. And what I would say is you got to hope for health, but you got Jalen Phillips coming back from an Achilles.
Yeah.
You got Chubb on the other side coming back from an ACL tear, right? And you have a whole bunch of new guys you're trying to incorporate into a new defense with Weaver. So I have more questions about how the defense is going to keep it together than I do the offense. Now, the offense, I think, you know, one of the things that the offense struggled with, and people don't realize it because we don't look at the games. We can just put it all on the quarterback. They were terrible coming out in the second half against good teams. The good teams made adjustments. They did not, and they got stifled in all these big games in the second half. So I'm more than sure that they'll make some adjustments there because Mike McDaniel's only been a coach for 2 years. I've been around it. Keep in mind, I played for a coach that got ran out of Cleveland in Bill Belichick, who went on to be one of the greatest coaches ever because nobody had any patience. So I will always be a little more patient than other people. I'm always going to be less hesitant to say a guy can't do it and he's only been doing it for 2 years.
Former NFL player, you heard him play for the Browns, the Vikings, the Panthers. You can now hear him on WQAM in Miami. Leroy Horde is here with us. You talk about new coaches. The team that you played for in college, those Wolverines, they got themselves a new head coach too, and Sharon Moore. What are you expecting from the Wolverines now that they're in a transition period?
You know what? I had this conversation, and I think, and I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty close. That's the first black coach that either Michigan or Ohio State has ever had. Think about that. Crazy, right? But I would say this. When you are a college team and you get 15 guys drafted, there's a lot of questions, right? There's going to be a lot of questions. The only position I don't have a question is that running back, because Edwards was pretty doggone good. But other than that, quarterback, defense, offensive line, skill positions, I'm not saying that they can't replenish, but I'm just saying we haven't seen it yet. So I like the attitude, and who would have ever thought that Shamar Moore was on a job interview when he had the team earlier in the year, right? So he's shown he can do the job. He's shown he can coach them up. He's shown he can lead those young men. But how is he going to be able to perform, you know, without those players and without that talent? That's the question that I have, and I'm a little curious to see it. I'm not going to ever say they can't do it because I don't know who they have behind all these guys. But I will say I do have faith in him. I've seen him do it. I've seen him lead the team and have some guts and make key decisions at key moments. So I have faith in him, and I think he'll do well. I just don't know how soon.
Well, Leroy, we know Michigan, a team in transition. Even the conference that they play in right now, the Big Ten, this is very different than when you played. Like, the conference stretches from the East to the West to the Midwest. What are your thoughts on the fact that it's just like a free-for-all right now?
To be honest with you, I love it. And I love it for this reason. While we sitting here talking about playoffs and we sitting here talking about who should get in and who shouldn't, all these teams are now playing each other. The strength of schedule is going to be different, right? Your opponent in your season is going to be tougher, and it's going to be easier to determine who are the best teams in the country because a lot of them are playing each other. You got Texas and Oklahoma in the SEC. You got USC, UCLA, Washington in the Big Ten. Okay, let's see who's the best. Let's see who can run through that schedule. And then you're going to play in a playoff. I think if you want to determine who the best team in the country is, this will accomplish that more than any season we've had before.
Yeah, they'll go out and figure it out on the field. We'll certainly
absolutely
see it until they keep expanding it even more and more and more. But I hope they don't do that, Leroy. 12 is enough.
I said a few years ago, I think there'll be three or four conferences. I believe that. Simply because the money, the opportunity for teams to be a part of their conferences going up and down and up and down. I mean, we can remember when Pete Carroll was at USC, that conference was a powerhouse. When Oregon was dominating, they were must-see TV. And in the last couple of years, when's the last time you turned on the TV and said, I need to watch a Pac-12 game?
Yeah, now they don't even exist. I mean, for the most part, it's the Pac-2 right now. They don't even exist.
Right. So now you see they're in the Big Ten, or you got some of these teams that you say can't play no defense, but all they do is play offense, right? Well, we'll see. We'll see how all these different versions of football clash together and see who's more successful. Because remember, when Michigan got, I want to say Rich Rod, they thought he was going to bring a different style of offense and stuff like that. And Michigan just got ran over because that's Big Ten football. But how are you going to do that now playing teams like Texas or Oregon who play that style of football? If you want to get out of your conference, you're going to have to learn how to play a little bit of that too.
Yeah, we certainly know that the landscape is a-changing. Hey, Leroy, where can people follow you and all of your work in Miami on QAM? Where can people keep up with you?
I'm on Twitter at Big Mouth Leroy, or X, whatever they call it now. When you're old, you just call it what it was, not what it is. And we're on Twitch and YouTube every day from 10 to 2. That's WQAM, Tobin and Leroy. And it's a blast. And I mess with people all day.
And Leroy, I appreciate you coming through and sharing your expertise. I'll try not to get run over by you, okay?
Yep. Tell Hickey I'm waiting for him. I'm waiting for him.
Oh boy.
We don't play him this year, but I'm still waiting.
Boy. He's right here, Michigan and Penn State. Hickey, you got a retort?
No,
I hope
don't.
You enjoy the national title, Leroy. Last one you'll see for a long time.
Ouch.
And when was your last one?
Oh, damn.
We won't talk about that. We're talking about the future.
Fun stuff. Hey, Leroy, thank you so much. All right, take it easy, Leroy. And no problem. No doubt about that. Hey, Hickey, we got to put you and Leroy in like a steel cage match. You guys can settle it. I think you.
That's a bad idea. No, thank you.
Oh, okay. You could take him. You could take Leroy.
I could take him. I don't know. No, I was going to say in a verbal battle, but I don't think I can even do that either.
Marco Belletti will slide the steel chair into the ring. Help you out.
Okay, if we're talking about 2-on-1, I feel a lot better. And now we're talking.
I'll throw the salt into his eyes, and Marco will bring the steel
3-on-1. I like it. Let's do it. Marco, the facial expression he's giving me says he's in, so let's do it. Lock it up.
Yeah, we just got to figure out a way to get the steel chair into the cage, and then we'll figure it out.
Trap door. There's always a way.
There's no trap door in a steel cage.
Why not? It's scripted, isn't it?
Where you put a trap door?
We'll create one. It's our cage.
Okay, all right. You're right. What a man. Creative. Good man. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Leroy Horde for joining us. 855-212-4227. Dak Prescott has spoken. And speaking of spoken, Kevin Durant had some words about his injury status in addition to Steve Kerr. We'll get into all of that, but we got more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Leroy Horde for joining us in the last break. Knocked people over for the Vikings, Panthers, the Browns. You can now listen to him on the radio in Miami on WQAM. And then we talked about his Michigan Wolverines as well, of which he wanted to throw some darts at Hickey about. This portion of the show is sponsored by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. Thank you again, Leroy, for coming through. We talked about Tua Tagovailoa. He says he's a nice guy. You know what they say about nice guys? They finish last. We'll see what type of contract that Tua Tagovailoa ends up with. I mean, just from the outside looking in, like 99.9% of the people listening to me right now, Tua Tagovailoa has the leverage. Like, if he doesn't show up to work, it forces their hand in regards to giving him a contract. And why not? Hickey, do you think any different? Like, if Tua did not show up to work, and I get it, he's the quarterback. They got to pay him, right? They're not just going to go the whole year and not give him a contract, or they're going to screw him over.
Quarterback, I would agree, is definitely the position by far where in absence, like, you want to get something done. That skipping practice definitely expedites a deal getting done. I just wonder, but I think if the Dolphins look at it as, like, Tua needs this year, too.
Right.
Like, he needs to play well as well if he wants to get the deal he's looking for. So while, yes, he's putting pressure on the Dolphins by sitting out and having your most important player not be there, I think the Dolphins, you know, you could argue partly why they're taking this so slow, if they're even interested in giving him an extension in the first place this year, they're probably thinking, well, he's got to show it again, and he can't sit out because that's only going to hurt him and his ability to play at a high level to get that $55, $60 million he wants.
So nobody has leverage. Nobody.
I would say it's equal.
They're just then there's no leverage. They're having a staring contest.
That's right.
They're having a staring contest right now. You know, and speaking of a staring contest, I'm not gonna get used to this. I'm sitting here in the studio right now. They're showing a video of Deshaun Foster, the new head coach of UCLA. Hickey, it says UCLA and then it says Big Ten. Like, I feel like I need to wash my eyes out. Like, the two don't go together.
That UCLA and the Big Ten is almost as weird as that opening statement by Deshaun Foster. Almost.
Almost?
Maybe not almost. Close.
Almost. Well,
that was bad.
He's not like Harbaugh, right? No, he's not talking about being born.
At least Jim had something to say.
Well, he just wants to coach the guys, okay? Give him a break.
He's not into the playing the media game?
No, he just wants to coach his guys. Maybe he wants to go back to playing running back. It's just I got to get used to all these teams in the Big Ten. It's weird, man. And we talked to Leroy about this, and he likes it. Let everybody play against each other. And I agree, we're going to have consolidation when it comes down to the conferences. This is also equally as disturbing to view and witness. You know, earlier today, Dan Lanning was on Pat McAfee's show. And even seeing the Ducks in the Big Ten, just it's just weird. Like, to even think that they could be playing in the Big Ten championship in Indianapolis is just weird as hell. But Dan Lanning, last year he's throwing some shots at Dion. This time he's throwing some shots at Kirby Smart. Kirby Smart threw some shots at him, talk about how, you know, basically Oregon is buying up every player that it has. And Dan Lanning, he basically said, hey, what are you talking about? Y'all are buying up everybody here in Georgia. Listen to this.
Yeah, I think it's impressive that, you know, guys like Kirby have been signing the number one class in the nation without, you know, any NIL money this entire time.
Connor has a question.
So impressive. No. Hey, obviously, you know, Coach Smart took a little shot at us. I don't think it's a serious. If you want to be a top 10 team in college football, you better have great support. We have that, you know, but it's not, it's one plus one plus one, right? It's also the 300 teams that we went to this spring to visit. It's the 23 satellite camps. It's when they come to your campus. It's our staff. It's our alignment with our entire university that makes, you know, recruiting work.
Man, all this stuff is so weird. It is weird as hell. Three conferences. Well, can we just let the Pac-12, Pac-2 disappear? Can we just kill them off today, Hickey? That's candidate one, right?
I feel like they would be your favorite conference.
Mine?
Why? Yeah.
The Pac-2?
Yeah, did you see how they kicked off their media day? Now, this is about probably 2 weeks ago.
What'd I miss?
It was an open bar in Vegas.
Oh, my God.
I feel like that'd be right up your alley.
No, I hate Vegas.
Oh.
Two days, man. 2 days.
Well, open with only two schools, you only got to be there for 2 hours.
Oh, man.
These media days in the Big Ten, the SEC, are 3 and 4 days. Yeah, you go right there to Vegas, open bar, 2 hours, talk to the coaches, see you later.
They could afford open bar because there's nobody there. Why not? We don't have to serve
anything.
More for you. I know. How about that? Well, they're done. ACC is going to be done once FSU and Clemson leave. So there we have it. We got rid of two. I solved the problem. We got rid of two of the conferences already. Everybody else in the ACC can figure things out because they're going to be. When's the last time you heard the phrase mincemeat, Hickey? Long time?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Oldie but a goodie.
Yeah, the ACC is going to be mincemeat when Florida State and Clemson leave. What are they going to do, sue each other for the next forever? Hell no. Eventually, the contracts will either end. I think it will happen sooner than that, or they're going to buy them out and leave. That's just the facts. So, yeah, Leroy had a good point. We're going to get down to three conferences. Get the Pac-2 out of here. And the ACC, they're going to be curtains. I guess some of them will join the Big 12 and – who knows? Maybe the SEC will bring them on. SEC one day will be 30 teams. This is just nuts. It's hard to keep up out here. It's ridiculous. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. And speaking of ridiculous, if you thought that there wasn't more news with the Dallas Cowboys, think again. Dak Prescott spoke to the media not too long ago. And he actually said he could be playing for a different team. Well, damn. We'll hear it on the other side, the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.